In Northwest news from KPLU, the University of Washington football team opens its 2014 season on August 30th in Hawaii. The Huskies are coming off a successful season last year and have a new coach, and they've just named sophomore Jeff Lindquist as their quarterback for the season opener. Sports commentator Art Thiel gives KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick a preview of how the Huskies may fare.
Art, it looks like the stars have aligned for the Huskies. A 9-4 season last year, and they're able to build on that with a very experienced, very successful new head coach.
It's a remarkable thing. I think Chris Peterson is about the ideal coach to succeed Steve Sarkisian, and he's as close as the Huskies have come to replicating the Don James era. I think a lot of people have forgotten that Steve Sarkisian, when he was hired 5 years earlier, was 34, one of the youngest coaches in Washington's history, and he had never been a head coach. There were a lot of things that Steve did that were just simply out of inexperience. Nevertheless, he did well at Washington, and I remember writing that as soon as USC had a vacancy, Sark was going to go.
Right.
And he did, because he has been a part of USC for a long time, even in his short career. So the Huskies went out and got a guy who was sought by many other colleges for their vacancies over the last several years, because Chris Peterson at Boise State was 92-12.
Wow.
Now, he had a weak league that he was playing in, but he was also beating the big boys in non-conference games and bowls. So he has the credentials, the experience, the temperament, and the demeanor to make this a very successful transition. The great thing is Hawaii won only one game last year and should be a pretty soft touch in their opener.
Well, there are key players that you'll want to keep your eye on this season.
I have a couple of guys that I think are really interesting. Danny Shelton is a senior defensive lineman from Auburn, and I guess he's the football equivalent of a concrete freeway abutment. He is 340 pounds, very powerful, agile. If he has a great senior year, he's going to go onto a long career in the pros. And the other guy that bears watching is a wide receiver, a sophomore named John Ross. And Ross is the fastest guy on this team, maybe the fastest ever. And he's the equivalent with the Huskies to Percy Harvin of the Seahawks. Mm. Very fast, very dangerous, a guy that can break a game open with a return or a catch, anything like that, that gets him the ball in the open field. The Huskies are going to emphasize that, and they both will be fun to watch this year.
Well, it looks like they're going to jump on things. They're kind of easing into their season with some pretty easy games.
Yes, the first four non-conference games the Huskies are heavily favored in, starting with Hawaii, should be 4-0 before the first conference game with Stanford, September 27th, and then down the road, they've got Oregon. They have not beat the Ducks in 10 years. If Peterson is able to pull that off this year, he will be carried off in a sedan chair, and there will be a parade like the Seahawks had in February for that triumph. The Huskies have been lamenting their station below the Ducks for years, and if they can change that around, it will be a major achievement in 2014, Chris Peterson's first year.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.